filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
The un-American left coming unglued again right before our eyes. Predictable. This time salivating over a murder rampage at a Planned Parenthood abortion mill in Colorado Springs. Yeah, not letting you forget that Colorado Springs is a hotbed of conservative activism in an otherwise blue state. Salivating, by the way, is the correct word to use to describe the un-American lefty reaction. You can hear the whoops and hoots and hollers of joy as the un-Americans wasted absolutely no time. In fact, the murderer wasn't even in custody yet when Shannon Watts' tweet machine was in full gear, as was the rest of the Democrat Socialist Party presidential hopefuls standing by Planned Parenthood in what can only be described as a disgusting display of politicizing death and mayhem at the hands of a lunatic murderer in some sick, twisted, demented attempt to paint the Republican Party as complicit in the killings because it was a Planned Parenthood clinic where the psycho decided to strike. They wasted no time. Head un-American, that being the worst, weakest president in U.S. history ever, Barack Obama, in usual fashion, had a statement prepared and released saying the following, quoting, "The last thing Americans should have to do over the holidays or any day is comfort the families of people killed by gun violence. People who woke up in the morning and bid their loved ones goodbye with no idea it would be for the last time. And yet 2 days after Thanksgiving, that's what we are forced to do again. We don't yet know." He's telling you now. "We don't yet know what this particular gunman's so-called motive was for shooting 12 people or for terrorizing an entire community when he opened fire with an assault weapon and took hostages at a Planned Parenthood center in Colorado." That's a loaded statement right there, by the way. That was by design. "What we do know is that he killed a cop in the line of duty along with two of the citizens that police officer was trying to protect. We know that law enforcement saved lives, and so many of them do every day all across America." Here he is pandering to law enforcement right now. "And we know that more Americans and their families had fear forced upon them." This is not normal. Here comes the politicizing and the gun control call. "This is not normal. We can't let it become normal. If we truly care about this, if we're going to offer up our thoughts and prayers again for God knows how many times, with a truly clean conscience," here it comes, "then we have to do something about the easy accessibility of weapons of war on our streets to people who have no business wielding them," period. Enough is enough. That's a popular Twitter hashtag. Enough is enough. "May God bless Officer Garrett Swayze and the Americans he tried to save. And may he grant the rest of us the courage to do the same thing." You see, while Obama huddles with the rest of the global progressive socialist elitists on foreign soil to combat what they all believe, and don't believe this for a second, they laugh behind closed doors, I can promise you that. I'm referring, of course, to the global warming summit in Paris. He attacks and politicizes murder and mayhem back home, as he is so wont to do. However, meanwhile, back in Chicago, this is what they don't want me to tell you. 2,724 shooting victims. That number up 21 in the previous 2 days since Barack Obama said what he said. 2,724 people shot. the blue dots on the map, the overlay of Chicago, Illinois, everywhere. Everywhere. 2,724 of Barack Obama, Barack Obama's neighbors, shot. That's January 1st through today, as I talk to you, through today, up 21 in just 2 days, 2,724. Now, mind you, January 1st through December 31st, 2014, last year, I can't say just 2,587 shooting victims, because that number is astronomical. Did Barack Obama comment on that number? Does he ever? Of course not. Now, how many of those are deaths? How many of those are actual homicides? As of today, right now, as I talk to you here on Armed American Radio, nationwide, coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of South Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska, Chicago has just broken 2014's homicide total, 436 homicides. It will be higher by the time this show ends today. 436 homicides, January 1st to right now, today. 435 in all of last year alone. The latest victim, unidentified. Oh, they'll identify him. They'll eventually identify who it is. Has Barack Obama said anything about that while over in France? Of course not. He can't politicize it. Here's the part that makes me sick to my stomach about the Planned Parenthood murderer. Within seconds, I can promise you. I can promise you. There were hoots and hollers. Why? Because it was Planned Parenthood. What difference does that make? The Republicans can't stand Planned Parenthood. Every candidate running wants it defunded. The videos, disgusting. And now the American left can use murder and mayhem to paint every single one of their political opponents as somehow complicit in murder. And they wasted no time. They wasted absolutely no time. Truly disgusting, truly perverted, and truly sick. This is today's un-American left. This is the Democrat Party. I don't know where we're at. I have no idea where we're at when an American political party, you know, Shannon Watts and Bloomberg, the Bloomberg hashtag, Bloomberg money grubbers, and the hashtag compound, whatever. The Bloomberg money grubbers, there's a hashtag for you to start. There's a thread. Go ahead and get that going. Bloomberg money grubbers, you expect that from them. When you create and design a media outlet whose sole intent and purpose is to lie to further their cause, you expect that. We don't, you know, give them any publicity for that. We do from time to time when it's so outrageous we have to bring it to your attention. But you expect that. You know that's going to happen. There's nothing, you know, that's not news. It's nothing really worthy of talking about. But when three people running for president of the United States of America, does it shock you? What did Hillary, who were Hillary Clinton's worst enemies during the debate? The National Rifle Association, Republicans? When this happened, oh, how many of you out there actually believe that the Republicans, any of them, want a Planned Parenthood staff murdered? Yet that's what they have. The National Rifle Association, oh, they're all over this. The Daily Beast, all over it. We've got a great program lined up for you today. We're going to move really quick. So first off, happy Thanksgiving. I hope you had a great holiday. Freedom never takes a break. We're right back at it. All day, every day. Alan Gottlieb will be here in just a moment. After that, we'll be talking with Murray over at Crossbreed Holsters. They've got a huge Cyber Monday. We're going to tell you about that coming up and where you can take advantage of great discounts over there. Then we've got the Alan Corwin Experience coming in. Then we've got Neil McCabe. Then we've got Barry Markowitz. We've got George Hill, the Mad Ogre. We've got Mike Piwoworski from Arms Room. We'll be back right after this. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org, to donate. crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Thank you. The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Oh, welcome back. The Crossbreed Holster studios are lit up and ready to rock and roll. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here every single day. Annoying somebody 7 days a week when you throw in that delayed broadcast on Saturday. I love it. It's great to have you here. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I have a huge lineup for you today. A lot going on. You know, I'm reminded, as I often repeat to you every day and every week, on the daytime program, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense as well. Can you really talk about this every week for an hour? Oh, my gosh. The un-Americans they're salivating. It's tough to, they're unchained right now. They're coming out of the woodworks. The head un-American, the worst president, weakest president in American history ever. This guy blew right past Jimmy Carter at breakneck speed during a press conference a couple weeks ago back in Turkey. Just incredible. The emperor's clothes are off. The whole world sees it. And he's trying to make, really the only way I can say this is he's trying to make himself out to be the big tough guy by attacking his own citizens, by politicizing murder. And we're going to discuss that right now with Alan Gottlieb, the founder and director of Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKVA, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Alan, it's a pleasure. How you doing? Are you feeling any better? I know you started getting a cold last week. You okay?
Yeah, well, it got worse, and now it's getting better, but it's still hanging in there a little bit. So if I cough here and there, I apologize.
Not a problem. No problem. I can appreciate that. Been there and surfed that wave myself. Okay, Alan. I read, let me read you this, just because I have to. The last thing Americans should have to do over the holidays or any day is comfort the families of people killed by gun violence. Again, Obama politicizing murder at a Planned Parenthood clinic as if it matters where it was. Make no mistake, they loved the fact that it was at a Planned Parenthood clinic. More on that in a second. But he says, we don't yet know what this particular gunman's so-called motive was. Well, Alan, then why is he even talking?
I'll tell you why, Mark. This is the holy grail of Obama's political agenda, his love for Planned Parenthood and his hatred of guns.
Put the two together is my assessment that I could almost hear the whoops and hoots and hollers, Alan, and I know that sounds crazy, but I can promise you it was happening. These people don't care about the victims. They say they do. They cared about politicizing it. We saw him come flat out and say that after Oregon. So explain this to us. Break this down for us, if you could. You said it's the holy grail. Explain that.
Oh, yeah. And the governor of Colorado, who's no friend of gun owners, came out and talked about how we have to lower the temperature of the debate about abortion, not about gun control, because they want to raise the temperature on gun control. What can I say? You know, it's interesting. The Supreme Court says that there's, you know, an inherent core right to have an abortion as a constitutional right. They've also said there's obviously core right under the Bill of Rights to own a firearm to protect oneself and one's family. So here the Obama administration is going to the mat for one of those rights and going against, you know, to do everything he can to rip and destroy the other right. I mean, there's no consistency of any kind. This man has a political agenda, and whatever he can do to achieve it, he's going to do. And demonizing guns and gun owners is his weekly thing this week.
All right, this is a crazy question, but I have to ask it. Did it go through their minds when they saw this? Do you think there was that back room? Yeah, boy, we couldn't have scripted this one any better. Because this was their opportunity to attack not just gun owners, but in one fell swoop, the entire Republican Party. You know, predominantly who I'm talking about here are those running for the office of president in the primaries. They were able to take a swipe at the whole thing, weren't they? Just broad brush the whole picture in this case.
Well, Hillary Clinton did it, and Nancy Pelosi did it. And you'll see it all next week as well.
Okay, what's the response? What do you think the response should be? Let's talk about the candidates first. Should there, you know, Ted Cruz came out almost immediately with a response. What should the across the board response be from the candidates, if any, at this point?
Well, again, I think the response should be when you have crazed people like this doing crazy things. You've got to do something about our mental health problem in the United States. This is not a gun problem. I mean, he could have walked in there with bombs or anything else. If you have crazy people running around the streets doing acts like this that are deplorable and then allowed to run rampant, it's not about easy access to a firearm. You know, it immediately came out about how it's too easy for people to access firearms. He didn't mean this guy. He meant you, me, and your listeners. you know, that's the difference. He didn't even know how to, I don't know how this guy got the gun yet. I mean, who knows how many background checks he's been through. You know, but that's not good enough for Obama. He's got to politicize it and use, you know, hey, it's just too easy to get a gun. What can I say? He starts demonizing it. They're saying that it was a similar to an assault rifle. Now they're coming up with a terminology that no longer is an assault rifle, but it's assault style rifle, meaning they'll go after any rifle because anything can be an assault style rifle now. Now they're even changing the rhetoric to fit trying to increase more guns they can put on their ban list. This is what we're dealing with. You have to realize the end game. The end game is they want everybody, civilian disarmament. Nobody should own a firearm. That's what they're going for. And then they can't get it in one fell swoop, so they try and take it one little piece at a time. And he's not going to get that. He's not going to get there. You know, we have, like it or not, the Republican Party controls the Senate and the House, and none of these gun control measures Obama wants to push through, which, by the way, he never tells us what he wants to push through. He just uses this broad brush about we need to do something. He doesn't say what, because once it comes down to specifics, then it's gonna bite the dust because the American people aren't going to support it.
Well, he did say we have to do something. This is the common theme we hear every single time from the lunatic, liberal, progressive, Democrat, socialist left, and that's this. And he says, if we truly care about this, because we all know Democrats care about everything, if we're going to offer up our thoughts and prayers again for God knows how many times with a truly clean conscience, then we have to do something about the easy accessibility of weapons of war on our streets to people who have no business. Of course, he doesn't want to talk about doing something about, my gosh, all you got to do is look at this guy's picture and you can see this guy's out in left field. We're learning, virtually nothing's been released about it. And quite frankly, Alan, he wasn't even arrested yet. And I was, like many other Americans, I was listening to the scanner feed out of Colorado Springs in real time as the drama was unfolding and watching the tweets come from the un-Americans over at the Everytown groups who knew nothing. And they were viciously attacking Republicans. Planned Parenthood spokespeople were discussing it on Twitter feeds, instantaneously attacking Republicans that this was clearly a terrorist attack against Planned Parenthood. Now, and we're getting ready to take a break here in a minute, Alan, so I want to leave you with this, because I asked this question in the last segment. I didn't ask the question, I made the statement, so let me make it to you. Meanwhile, in Chicago, as of right now, Alan, there have been 2,724 shooting victims. As of right now, November 29th, as we're talking about this live on Armed American Radio. That number has eclipsed last year's entire total. From January 1 through December 31st, 2014, of 2,587 shootings. As of today, how many of those shootings resulted in deaths? 436 as we talk right now. One more than all of last year as a whole. When I come back, Alan and I will talk about some responses to the un-Americans and what we need to do moving forward. Armed American Radio continues with Alan Gottlieb right after this.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry, though. This offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com. I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Yeah, sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I did. A little bit relaxing, but you know, when you're neck deep in this game all day, every day, it's impossible to take a break from it. And I pledged to you years ago that freedom would never take a break. We have never missed. Not one time have we missed a live weekday or weekend Armed American Radio broadcast. Not once. Going into 7 years now of national syndication. Very proud of that. And thank you for all of the emails, all of the tweets. You can follow me at AARMark. Check me out at Facebook.com. You have it. You know you do. You can admit it. It's okay. Everybody's got it now, even your grandpa. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, and email me directly. I've got over 278 emails in there. I apologize. It's going to take me a while to get at them. I've got hundreds of Facebook messages, but I promise I will get to them. And that's mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And you know me. You know I'm going to read some of those letters on the air. I love it. The correspondence is great, and I appreciate every bit of it. Let's go back to Alan Gottlieb. I'm talking with the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, a CCR-KBA. Alan, does it shock you that there have been 2,724 shootings in Chicago, nary a peep from these guys?
No, it doesn't shock me. Look, it's one of the nation's largest gun-free zones. Ha, 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 ha. You know, with all their strict gun control. The day the thing happened in Colorado Springs, I'm sure there were more murders in Chicago. But you're not, you never see Obama talking about that because that's controlled by his people, his party, his political lackeys, and it's all the kinds of laws that he'd like to put on the books nationwide.
Yeah, don't take my word for this. I'm telling you what, you can go anywhere. You can go to any computer, any device, any tablet. Yeah, this is coming direct from the Chicago Tribune. Alan, you know this. I know you see these. 436 murders out of that 2,724. And I want to point this out. I think it's very, very important when we make this point to you. Because all you're hearing from NBC and everybody else, ABC and the rest of them, and CBS, and all the cable news networks, is gun control this, gun control that, spewing all the numbers out from the left-wing organizations and Bloomberg's Trace and everything else. 436 homicides. 435, that's year-to-date. 435 last year, Alan, and here's the kicker. I believe the number at the time of the shooting in the Planned Parenthood in Colorado Springs, I believe that shooting number in Chicago was 2,703. It's now 2,724, and not a peep from the president while he's on foreign soil. So here's my theory, Alan, and I want you to tell me if I'm right or wrong or agree with me or disagree, whatever you need to do. I believe that Barack Obama, the emperor's clothes are off after that incredible, ridiculous press conference in Turkey, you know, days ago, that the world has seen his weakness. As a result, in order to try to toughen up his image, he's going to have to become this Mr. Badass. And he's going to have to do it by attacking his own citizenry. Don't think he's going to use terrorism. He's not. Am I right about that?
Well, I think you're partially right about that. But I think the main thing he's trying to do here is change the narrative. What he's trying to do is change the subject matter to something that he feels he could be on the attack with rather than be on the defensive with, and not have people think about his mess up a couple of weeks ago at his news conferences and how weak he sounded. He's just trying to quite frankly, you know, change the subject matter so that he can look a little bit better in the public's eyes. There's no doubt that this helps him further his agenda. And let's be crystal clear. The one area where that he's wanted to do more than anything since the first day he's been in the White House was pushing his gun control, gun prohibition agenda, and he's gotten nowhere with it. And you know he's down to his last year. It's the one thing we beat him over and over again. Every time he's tried to attack our rights, we've won. And so he's still making his last valiant attempt at it. And unfortunately, we got to keep our guard up in this last year. Because, like it or not, if this guy can get away with destroying the Second Amendment, you know he's going to do it.
What do you think his next attempt will be? Now, he told GQ magazine, as you know, a week ago Tuesday, that his number one priority. Think about this. This is a remarkable statement coming from a U.S. president while the world, literally, the terrorism is clearly the number one issue facing this world today resulting in an immigrant, just terrible. You were just there, Alan. You just got back from Europe. You saw this firsthand, that an American president is now going to focus and told GQ magazine, made it very clear that gun control in the U.S. was going to be his number one priority. What do you think he can try to do next with the executive pen?
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, I wish he'd try to take the guns out of the terrorist hands and not take the guns out of, American citizens' hands. What can he do next? I think he's doing two things. One, on the executive action thing, I think you're going to see him doing everything he can to try and make it harder to deal in firearms in the United States, more regulations, more controls, things on import-export, making it difficult for gun dealers all the way up to manufacturers and distributors to be able to be engaged in the business. And then you're going to see him, I think, as the second attack part of this is everything he can try to do to turn public opinion against gun ownership going into the 2016 elections, because quite frankly, he knows if the Republicans control the House and control the Senate in particular, his gun control agenda or Hillary Clinton's gun control agenda will be dead.
Do you believe that Barack Obama will attempt, I guess really just come right out and say it, do you believe Barack Obama will attempt to use an executive pen to take a certain class of firearms from Americans? Do you think he would be, I don't want to say stupid enough, do you think he would make an attempt and really force a constitutional crisis and try to wipe out so-called assault weapons? Because the lunatics, the fringe on the left is begging him publicly. I get their emails every day. They're begging him to do it. Do you think he would do something like that?
I think he might do something like that when it comes to import or export it, because he can get away with that. If he goes any further than that, I think his own legal counsel, and I know they've run this through their legal counsel, they've been memorandum it in the White House, they've told him that he can't win the battle to go any further than that, and I don't think he's going to go do it because he doesn't want to lose to us again like that, because we'd immediately go to court and immediately get an injunction and shut it down. But he has, the president has a lot of authority when it comes to import-export laws, and he can get away with hurting us in that area, and not just guns, but ammunition as well.
We would probably see more of an impact from ammunition, I think, on the foreign, on the import export, I believe, more so. We've got a slew of manufacturers in the United States. Now, that's obviously that would remain to be seen. But I will point this out: Black Friday, 1.9 plus million NICS checks performed, overwhelming the FBI's databanks, overwhelming.
Well, again, part of that is because Barack Obama is screaming for his pushing his gun prohibition agenda. And again, he's the world's best gun salesman. They don't realize that there's a cause and effect every time he says something. Every time he screams for more gun control, it sells more guns. They just don't get it.
Does he not? I said 1.9 million. It was 190,000. I apologize. I misread the numbers. 190,000 background checks run in a 24-hour period. That's a remarkable number. Slightly more than two background checks every single second. And you need to keep in mind, as you listen to Alan and I, that some of those checks likely result in no purchase. Many of them result in multiple purchases. If you're buying one or two firearms, you're completing one check if you're buying one or two firearms at a time. So while that's an indicator, it by no means gives us a definitive, a solid number. Alan, Colorado, quickly. We have 30 seconds, so I'll let you clear. Just take this one away right to the bank. Colorado, didn't Colorado just institute a ton of gun control right after Newtown to stop shootings like this?
Yeah, but I guess it isn't good enough for Obama because it's not enough. And no matter what you do, it's never going to be enough until none of us own a firearm of any kind.
You just nailed it. That's exactly where we'll stop. But their ultimate goal is confiscation. We see it every single time. Hickenlooper signed the bill. It isn't enough. They want more. Give them an inch, they're going to want a mile. Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation, thank you very much. I appreciate you being here. Take care of that cold. We'll see you soon. Armed American Radio continues right after this. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be talking with Crossbreed Holsters momentarily. Great sale for you at crossbreedholsters.com. Check them out during the break.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Yeah, teachuscca.com, great stuff. And also usccaonair.com. You know, the U.S. Concealed Carry Association owns this program. And USCCA On Air is a site that we put together specifically for you to find out everything United States Concealed Carry Association offers. The promos that go up, the promos are world famous for their promos. I say literally world famous. I've gotten phone calls and talked to people from all over the world on this radio program. I think we had somebody from Kathmandu one time, if I'm not mistaken. I think, didn't we, Sean? We had somebody from Kathmandu call in at one point, listening to us somewhere out there. All right. But the fact of the matter is USCCA On Air is where all of the promotions rest. So as an Armed American Radio listener, you can head over there and find out everything you need to know that the company is offering you in terms of giveaways. And right now it's Tim's book. More on that coming up in the program. In the meantime, make sure to check it out, USCCA On Air, usccaonair.com. It's real easy to remember. Also, Crossbreed Holsters. Now, this is Cyber Monday coming up tomorrow. All right, if you're listening to my voice live right now, crossbreedholsters.com. You don't want to miss this. We're going to talk with Murray right now, Justin Murray, but we just call him Murray. Murray, what's going on, brother?
Not much. How are you today, Mark?
I'm doing great. Happy Thanksgiving, brother. Did you have a good holiday?
You too. Oh, great one.
It's never long enough, is it?
No.
Now, did you guys get moved into the farmhouse, I hope?
Yes, we are. We're moved in, so we had our first Thanksgiving here, and it was great.
Well, that makes it even that much more special, so congratulations to you and your family. Let's get to Crossbreed Holsters. This is great stuff. I've been getting emails and corresponding with a number of people who have just gotten their Crossbreed holster in the mail. One of them in particular was a couple pairs of belts, and I just got a couple more yesterday, Murray. But what I want to point people to right now is Cyber Monday sale coming up. This is a huge deal. 10% off. You correct me if I'm wrong. 10% off orders over $100, right?
Yes.
20% off orders over $200?
Yes.
And a full quarter off the price for orders over 300. So what that translates, how does that translate, 25% off orders over 300 bucks? How does that translate for new holsters?
You pretty much on, if you ordered over $300 worth of holsters, you would pretty much get a SuperTuck for free because $69.75 and you're going to get $75 off.
And I want to put this in perspective for you. It's very, very important that we put this in perspective for you. Murray, you and I discussed this on Friday's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Show, and I know there's been some activity. I've seen some of the emails. But it's important to point out, number one, the SuperTuck is Crossbreed's number one bestseller of all time, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The price of the Shooters Pack, and we use this as an example, this is why I think this is important, is roughly $150. And the Shooters Pack consists of what?
There's several different ones. There's the IWB Shooters Pack and the IWB Shooters Pack. They consist of one of our belts, whichever one you want to select, the holster and a mag carrier, whether it be IWB or OWB.
Okay, IWB, for those of you out in maybe in liberal la-la land that don't know what that means, that's inside the waistband. That's to hide the gun from prying eyes so no one can see it. And then there's OWB, which is outside the waistband, but you probably figured that out. And the outside the waistband, of course, you can wear that with a cover garment over it. You can carry it openly depending on what state you're in. You can't do it in Florida yet. More on that. But the reason I mentioned the Shooters Pack, Murray, is because that price breaks down to about $149, $150, right?
Right.
And that's three items. That's a belt, a holster, and a mag carrier. So if you spend $300, you're not getting two holsters for $300. You're getting a lot of freight for $300
right.
that's
yeah,
showing up at your doorstep.
For two people completely to have everything set up.
Exactly. You can pick yourself up an inside the waistband rig or an outside the waistband setup with a belt, maybe a dual mag carrier, a single mag carrier, whatever the case may be. Add one or two different holsters, but you're clearly getting a really good order, and you're knocking 25% off of that, which is huge when you're talking about the price of a SuperTuck. That's the equivalent of getting a free SuperTuck holster.
Right.
So
yeah,
you know,
a huge sale.
It really is. It's the biggest one I think I've seen you guys do in quite some time. How's the response been so far? Are you seeing any response yet?
Great so far, yeah. I know Nathan's been on Facebook today watching. The response from Facebook has been just amazing. People are just waiting for that to go live at midnight tonight so they can just start ordering.
All right, well, we're going to put the graphic up on Armed American Radio's Facebook page. We're going to run it for the remainder of the night later on this evening, and we're going to run it throughout the day tomorrow. Okay, if you're listening to the program on a delayed broadcast, real simple, just head over to crossbreedholsters.com, crossbreedholsters.com. And we're going to link to it also on the Armed American Radio Facebook page. It's a big deal. All right, let's talk about product. You've got some new stuff. You've got the Freedom Rig. What's the Freedom Rig all about, Freedom Holster?
We have the Freedom Carry Holster, which is for those people that haven't decided which position they want to carry yet, if they're used to that traditional 3 to 5 o'clock carry but thinking about wanting to do an appendix style, they can also use it as cross-draw. That's why it was named the Freedom Carry, is it gives you the freedom to be able to carry wherever you want on your waistline. And then, of course, we have our Aries gun belts, which are our amazing quality belts matched with the Aries buckle that have, pretty much set a standard for what a gun belt should be. And then, of course, just all of our other products that we've had. You know, this year we came out with a women's appendix carry, and then we have our modular system that we add to constantly. I don't know how many months it's been since we've added to that line, but there's so many products in that line.
Yeah, they're great. And I got to tell you, from personal firsthand experience, I've got two of the Aries belts, and they're absolutely amazing. I guess it's a stainless or gunmetal. Is that what it is? A gunmetal?
Yep.
Brushed gunmetal buckle. Have that with the brown belt, and then I've got the black one with the black. It's like a matte black.
Yeah, it's a very flat black.
Very, very cool holster. Describe that Aries buckle. Most people don't know what that means, and they'll check it out at crossbreedholsters.com. But it's not just a typical pull through and latch on as it is a normal belt buckle. What's the difference?
Right. The design they started with, the concept, is the traditional military pull-through buckle that has a tab that holds your tension, except they beefed that up and completely redesigned it the way that it should be. There is no letting slack. The harder you push against the buckle with your waist, the tighter the buckle itself grabs a hold of the belt without doing any damage to your belt at all. You can put your buckle on as tight as you want, and there will be no marks on the belt. So you can move it throughout your sizing on different days, but it doesn't leave any mark on your belt to, you know, show where you're wearing that belt at.
Because it has no holes.
Right. There's no holes at all.
It slides right through, and it's basically a tension that you grab when you slide the belt into the buckle and get it to where you want. You simply move the buckle up, and it grabs and grips. And let me tell you something. That thing literally keeps you from hiking your pants up when you're carrying extra weight. And, I carry a full-size firearm, and it works perfect.
Where you want it. There isn't the inch space between holes like most buckles. There's not that, right. Well, I want to be here. It's exactly the tension you want it. If you sit down and have a big meal, you want to loosen your belt up a quarter of an inch, you loosen it up a quarter of an inch.
Yeah, you don't have to go to the other buckle and find yourself in between. Hey, great analogy there for Thanksgiving, because, you know, some of us may have felt that. That might have been a necessity. Hey, Murray, thanks, brother. We appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the whole family over at Crossbreed, including your own family. Thank you very much for being here. CrossbreedHolsters.com, Cyber Monday sale. 10% off $100, 20% off $200, 25% off $300. That's the equivalent of getting a SuperTuck holster for free. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. The Alan Corwin Experience is next, followed by my political analyst in Washington, D.C., Neil McCabe. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and never, ever, ever let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. We'll be back right after this.
Been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.